Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Top Dad Podcast, a podcast by dads, for dads, and about dads. Oh, I was going to beat you to all three of them.
Who is your favorite? I know I'm
Top Dad. Me. No,
well, obviously, because my favorite Top Dad is you as well.
Oh.
No, I was thinking who is the most famous television commercial voiceover guy from the 1980s?
Voiceover person?
Yeah, like a voice guy.
So are you talking about the Micro Machine?
Obviously.
The Micro Machine.
Obviously. So I give you that little nugget.
It's the same guy. Because here's the thing. In Dunkin' Donuts, he's not the voiceover guy. But in Micro Machines, he is the voiceover guy.
He was in Dunkin' Donuts?
He was the same dude. I'm pretty sure it was the same guy.
Like the fat guy who's like, got time to make the donuts.
I don't think he was that fat. I don't think he was that fat. He had a good mustache, though.
Yeah.
No, there's another skinnier guy. He'd wear the apron that's like a striped apron. I think it was a striped apron.
I love Google. 80s. I just type in micro and the first thing micro, pops up is Micro Machine guy.
Oh, I'm glad it was a micro penis.
John Moschita Jr.
Yeah.
Has appeared in over 100 commercials as the Micro Machines man in a 1981 and in a 1981 ad for FedEx.
Yeah. Okay.
He's great.
Cool. Did he do Dunkin' Donuts? No. I swear to God, he was a Dunkin' Donuts guy too.
Well, let's find out.
Dunkin' Donuts commercial from the 80s. If he's not, you know who is the best Dunkin' Donuts commercial nowadays is the Ben Affleck.
Oh, my God.
That fucking commercial's fantastic.
Love me some
the fact
some
they're making
flack.
Those Dunks outfits is fantastic. Just it's great marketing, Dunkin'. So yesterday evening,
okay,
I went to go see a movie with my brother.
I was unable to go.
You unfortunately had to.
I still owe Sean money.
It was like $8. Don't worry. Whatever. Okay, well. It's fine. He'll forget. He's about to have
a
third kid.
Once he has a third kid, yeah.
He's like, it's not even going to, like, he might actually need the money.
And I didn't want to tell him this. As a father of three.
Of three children.
I have a slightly more experience in the pregnancy world than Matt does by 33%.
Yes.
Baby number one took like a day.
Oh.
Like the doctor was like, you're not ready to come in yet. We're like, but we're coming in.
Yeah.
We were ready to go.
Yeah.
Quinny came and like, remember I got pulled over on the way the hospital. It's the only time I've ever like literally pulled up into the your old hospital, that place.
That's
and
way to go.
Nice
hiding there.
Pulled up and like outside the mother's ward, 5-0's behind me.
Oh yeah,
and like Lindsay gets out like all giant, and they come out and go wheelchair, you know. And he was like, "All right, Dad, you're cool.
You're good."
He's like, "Let me check your driver's license," and I was like, "Cool." I just handed him my whole wallet. Like,
take it all. Look through it. Take my credit card if you want.
So frazzled.
Yeah,
and Quinny came much faster. I think baby number two just seems to, things are easier.
The pathway's been cleared.
Baby three? Man, that bad boy was like,
it's a fucking slip and slide.
He just like came right out.
Yeah. So apparently, Sean has had to tell Keegan both of the two times that they're about to have a kid that she was in active labor. She's apparently just didn't realize it. He had to tell her.
Go.
So there's significant fear that this is not making it into the hospital, birthing suite, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like baby one, you could finish the movie and still be fine. Baby two, it depends on where you're at in the movie.
Are you like halfway through?
You're probably
is it a 2.5 or is it an hour 45?
Correct. You're probably cool. Baby number three.
You better get the fuck out of there,
stat.
Yeah,
you gotta go. Like,
so,
I don't care if there's a half hour left. Like, you could miss that.
So Sean looks at me and he goes,
"What is your wife going to say if you miss that baby?"
She literally looked at me last night. So unfortunately, you couldn't go. Soy has the strep and she's on the mend.
They were getting better.
But it's just, you can't,
I had
it's
made
hard
promises to like, I will make dinner. I will play Pirates in the Basement. I will help you clean the basement because we're having Lindsay's family over for Easter tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Because her niece is in town from UConn, and she wanted to be able to come over for Easter. So I was like, cool, we'll just do it a week early.
Done.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So like, I had made a bunch of promises, and then like, I'd kind of forgotten about the promises. And I was like, oh, I'm going to a movie. And then Lindsay was like, I was like, oh, Matt. And she's like, well, God damn it.
There's a lot.
You should never break a promise to your children, even if you don't want to do it. I know that's a silly thing to say, but like, we had to do baths.
Yeah, it was. You had a lot going on that.
And I was just like,
your life is easier by not going to the movie.
And I wanted to rewatch Dune anyway.
So I watched the 5-minute clip. I sent you and Sean a 5-minute like recap. I watched it like three times yesterday just to be like. So anyway, my two things. Number one, we get in there and Sean looks at me and goes, "Just so you know, first off, the AMC at 95th and 59.
I dig it.
Fucking fantastic theater. Clean. My one caveat. Get some fucking reclining seats in IMAX theaters. Nationwide, I've yet to be in an IMAX that doesn't have reclining seats.
Because I think the regular ones have the recliners.
IMAX, this one doesn't. Seven Bridges doesn't. There's a couple of them that don't have reclining seats. And I'm like, Don't get me wrong. The seat was firm from back. It did sure. the slight like it's the slight comfy. Lean back. It was still comfortable
but I
enough.
Full on recliner.
But I'm like, get my feet up and let me have some leg room so I'm not next to Steve the rando next to me. Like, even if there is, give me a foot gap.
Right.
So get in there. No reclining seats. I'm like, all right, whatever else. Sean looks at me and goes, just so you know. Oh, so anyway, really nice food.
Okay.
I got to finish this whole theater sure. build up. I had a bacon and beer cheese slider.
What?
Yeah. They have the Coke freestyle machines.
I call it Space Coke.
Space Coke is a great
feel like
term
if you were
for
an astronaut.
Yeah.
Bloop. Like that's what it.
Yeah,
like
you just press the button. You're like, I'm going to change this flavor to this.
I want
to
add
got Space Coke
to my Coke.
They had a great menu of stuff.
Yeah.
Clean bathrooms are conveniently located.
Also very nice.
The only issue is the no reclining seats. Sean stops for food on the way in. Being a vegan, he is a limited diet in
can't
certain
eat
locations.
As much stuff.
So he comes in. The guy stops and he goes, I'm sorry, sir. We can't let you bring in outside food. And he goes, well, I'm vegan. I had to get like vegan approved things. And he's like, do you guys have anything? And he goes, actually, we have Beyond Nuggets. And Sean goes, damn it. Like, I can't get, like, fuck. My plan has been foiled by the 16-year-old that knows his menu.
Fucking Lex Luthor just came
damn
out.
Damn it. Yeah, just the bad guy. So anyway, get in, sit down. Sean sits next to me. He goes, just, you know, I'm going to be looking at my phone every 90 seconds. Yeah. And I go, that's understandable.
Because she is, like, ready
he goes, to pop. He goes, I'm going to put it on Do Not Disturb. I go, definitely don't put it on Do Not Disturb. You want to be disturbed. Just dim the light on your phone on this case. Like, turn the ringer off, dim it so you can look at it.
If there's ever a reason to let your phone go off in the movie theater, an expecting father.
Childbirth
is
one of them.
100% one of them. And I would, like, ring, be like, turn your goddamn phone off. Be like, my baby's coming.
Yeah, I got to fucking go.
I just run out.
Yeah, it's my third kid. It's going to be here in 2 seconds.
It's probably already
it's
here.
It's already on the way. So thoroughly 100% recommend Dune 2. Fantastic film. The first Dune, great as well. They are longer.
Yeah.
245. My kids, while they would like the idea behind fighting the cool stuff, it's just too long for them.
I blame Braveheart for that.
Yeah. Well, Braveheart was a girthy film.
Yeah. It's still very good though.
Here's what I'll tell you. I can't tell which person I'm most attracted to in that film.
Ooh, Timothy McShay or
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes, yeah, there we go.
Zendaya.
Also cool.
Or Austin Butler.
Mm,
they are all very sexy looking people in this movie.
Even with the tube thing in their nose.
Even the tube thing in their nose?
Yeah, I kind of
dig it. And Austin Butler's shaved head.
I kind of want to wear a tube in my nose just to like do
it. Just to be cool?
Yeah, just to have it.
They're attractive human beings. I'm like, God damn, Timothy Chalamet. Like, I've never been a Chalamet fan.
I haven't really noticed him until we went and saw Wonka.
Wonka, yeah. Wonka
he was very good in that.
Great movie.
Not even like
Dune 1 was the first one I think I really watched.
Yeah, not even like exceptionally good singer, but like it worked.
Yeah.
Like, I dug it.
It was very entertaining.
I dug it. Yeah.
You dig dug
it. And the kids love it, so that's
good. So anyway, great movie. I had some nice snacks. I had the sliders. Got some nachos with the jalapeno.
Ooh, sliders and nachos?
Oh, I went balls out. I'm like, screw it.
Full on dinner.
I've been to a theater without children since probably the last time you and I went and saw like Suicide Squad.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I've been to a theater without kids. And that was just...
Oh, that's true.
I love
Margot.
I got you. She was
It's so much better
sexy,
sexy
in that movie. Yeah. So anyway, got there, snacks, whatever else. Grabbed some Reese's Pieces.
Also a good choice.
Felt the bag. Bag didn't feel all that full. It was it was like the taller bag, not the little box.
Sure.
And I was like, this doesn't feel full. So I grabbed some Nerd Clusters right next to it.
Perfect.
Nerd Clusters fantastic. Might be the perfect candy.
They're gummy, they're sweet,
hard. They're
good.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, I always, whenever I go to the movie theater, I always want to get a chocolate and a savory.
Yes.
Or a chocolate and a sweet.
Yeah, yeah. A non-chocolate candy.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I need a little
like
bit
a
of
sweet,
both.
A sweet tart rope.
You know, I do the same thing on airplane rides. I'm always like, I got to get a chocolate, and then I got to get like a nerd. But the Nerd Clusters I've been going
for. The Nerd Clusters are great.
Very much so lately.
I like the I don't always do two candies on the plane, but I typically
depends on the
will
flight,
try to get
right?
a,
how long it is.
How long it is. I try to get like the Cajun savory mix.
Oh, no.
You know those that orange labeled bag that's like
I was
generic,
like when you
the
see
Cajun
the people
savory.
Get the Gardettos and just the bagel chips.
Oh, yeah.
Like
those rye chips. Those things are.
Yeah. Are they rye chips?
The bagel chips are the white ones. Nobody wants those.
Yeah,
you want
the rye.
Dark, the rye
yeah, yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. A whole bag of rye chips.
So good.
What kind of maniac are those
I don't
people?
Know,
I love
but
it.
They're fantastic. Just
like the perfect amount of psychotic that I love.
It reminds me of a Simpsons episode. Homer goes into the freezer and he pulls out a Neapolitan ice cream, right? So it's strawberry chocolate and
vanilla.
And they come out and only the chocolate's gone. He throws it aside. He pulls out another box And he opens it up, and only the chocolate's gone. Throws it to the side, pulls out another one, only the chocolate gone. He goes, Marge, we need more involved in ice cream.
No, you don't even need chocolate. It's so chocolate. Good. It's so stupid.
So
it's good.
Stupid.
Speaking of stupid, it's good.
I love that.
Fully on the Seinfeld train right now.
Oh, I love Seinfeld.
So I said that I've been going
to
watch it.
Lindsay and I fell asleep to Seinfeld last night, and then she left me on the couch.
Let me see where I'm at.
Oh, nice.
Of note, 9 seasons.
So the early ones are so good.
They're like so different. Gem. They're very different. Like you can feel
they
like
hadn't really gotten to their vibe yet.
No, they're learning their vibe.
Yeah.
So season
Kramer's
one,
hair's not as big.
Yeah, he does.
George is like
one
a
where
normal
he starts
person.
Gelling his hair was one of these episodes.
George is like normal with a job and like mildly
he's a realtor?
Successful.
I'm like, what do you mean he's a fucking
successful
realtor?
Yeah. Realtor?
I'm like, what is this?
And
crap?
Then it just goes downhill.
I love how they're my favorite. So, Season 2, episode 7 is where I've left off.
Okay.
Season 1, only 5 episodes.
Yeah.
So season 9 seasons,
like a pilot
but
test.
Season 1's like a warm-up season.
And it's like old in the sense of like when
late
did it come
80s.
Out? Yeah. Which
it's,
I didn't like I remember Seinfeld
old.
Was like the 90s.
So plot line
but obviously
so far.
It started in the late 80s.
Plot line so far. Getting a new apartment in New York City in his building for a measly $300 a month. This is the one where
Boy,
George
never gonna happen.
Calls and leaves the ridiculous voicemails on her answering machine.
Oh,
and they
nice.
Just there's a whole episode about answering machines. I'm like, that's a defunct that's, technology.
It doesn't work
doesn't
anymore.
Even exist. They have to sneak into her apartment and like get a reason to go in there to change out the tape.
It was so funny in the episode I was watching last night is the one where Elaine's going into the champagne video. And, and the not the gene pics, there's like the other guy's name. I can't remember the other guy's name. And it turns out to be like a kid and like she falls in love with them. And it's like this 14-year-old kid or 15-year-old kid. And so it's fine. But the whole thing that got me, I was like, man, I would have totally loved to own a video store like in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And again, talk about a defunct technology that's just gone
Blockbusters,
now.
Blockbusters, just VHSs.
Well, Blockbuster took over and then...
And
those
yeah,
are
all
gone.
Those family. Yeah,
are there Blockbusters still around?
There's
Is
only
there like
the one in Alaska. I think it's in Alaska.
Obviously, it's Alaska.
I think it's was it Alaska? It's somewhere. I forget where it is.
In a remote place.
There's like the last Blockbuster was a documentary. I heard that they're coming back, but I don't know in what fashion. I also haven't seen a follow up since that.
Do
announcement.
You remember when Netflix was just where you ordered the videos?
Yeah, when we lived in the city, it wasn't
DVDs,
that. It was a decade ago,
and it was so cool. And I remember like getting
David and I would trade DVDs because he'd order one or two, and then he was on a two plan subscription. Yeah. Big deal.
I think I had a two planner too.
I think I was on the one, and then I moved to the two planner.
Yeah,
that's when I was watching it on my Xbox. 360.
I remember because I moved into DeKalb when I was working in DeKalb, and I got it up a place, and it was like a rent to buy thing, and it was super cool. It was a townhouse. I loved it. It was like 3 bedrooms. I didn't need that much space. I went a little larger than I wanted to. I was very lonely in that apartment.
That's okay.
Or condo or townhouse, whatever the fuck it was.
You had all the space for spare activities.
I had, it was fine. And I remember getting a Netflix subscription and like watching Netflix like at night because I didn't have cable. I didn't pay for cable.
Oh.
I don't even know if I had the internet there. This is how fucking old this was. I don't know if I think I had the internet. Maybe I didn't have the internet to start. Or maybe I stole
to go to the local library to get the internet.
I just did the internet at work.
Okay.
And then like when I came home, it was just like,
can you imagine
whatever.
Time before internet at your house?
No. And I would literally watch and it was kind of nice for Netflix because that so many times you watch Netflix now and you just watch trailers.
Yeah.
Like you don't actually watch anything. I spend an hour going, oh, that movie's cool, add it to my list. Yeah. Oh, that movie's cool, add it
what
to my list.
What do I want to watch?
Oh, that movie's cool, add it to my list.
Yeah,
oh, I totally forgot about that movie, add it to my list. Oh, It Could Happen to You with Nicolas Cage and what the hot lady, what was her name? And the chick from White Men Can't Jump, like Jane Fonda or some kind of Fonda,
Brigitte. Oh. Brigitte.
But anyways, Lindsay's like, are you watching?
That's when she was the waitress?
Yeah.
And
he's the cop.
And he gives her the money because he wins the lottery.
He doesn't have enough money for a tip. And he goes, well, I'll split this lottery ticket with you. And then they fall in love and it's sweet. And then the white man
can't jump.
Rosie Perez gets mad. But I remember Netflix and it was so cool because it was kind of nice to get out of that. You just like rip 20 movies and then they just kind of send them to you.
Well, you put them in your queue.
Correct.
And then you have to update your queue.
And you just mail one back and another one would show up.
Or you get one disc of a season of a TV show.
I also love getting mail.
Oh, getting mail is
like
great.
I just mail is fun. Like all I get now are just bills.
Yeah.
like the, or junk mail.
I get so many magazines. Fucking like, where, how do I get on these mailing
Clipper
lists?
Clipper coupon magazine.
Ooh, Clipper.
What do I want that for?
I recycle it.
I look
time
at
I
it,
it
and then I throw it away.
Yes.
Like, I should totally use
I look
this.
At it on top of the recycling bin and then I just put it in the recycling bin.
I should use this is some good Rosati's pizza
I would say,
coupons and then I just throw them away.
I would say that 85% of my mail doesn't even make it in the house. It just gets stopped at the recycling
bin
on
just
the way
chuck
in.
It in there.
I got so excited about all Netflix. The things we just talked about. Netflix.
Defunct technology.
Here's what. How
it's so cool. Something.
Is Redbox still in existence?
Every
Walgreens still has a Redbox.
Instagrams where somebody wants to get a job at Redbox and the guy tells them we have to get dressed up and go to a Redbox vending machine and then you can do your interview there.
What? No.
It's so good. It's so funny.
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh,
stupid.
Netflix, in the day of disc, where you'd have to go on a computer, add them to your queue, yep. You trained with your friends, you had a certain amount of time
and
to watch.
And I always
watch,
picked a lot of
back.
Like old movies that I would never watch, like The Cincinnati Kid with Steve McQueen.
Ooh.
Like I remember watching that thinking this was super fun,
yeah.
And like it was a cool like Tuesday night.
It was basically like going to Blockbuster without having to leave your home.
Yeah, you just come home and you're like, oh shit, cool, I got my Netflix.
Like, and
then
you'd have to order it on Wednesday, it gets there by Friday, like, oh, like my movie's here, I get to watch. Like, it would make your evening plan for you because your movie would have arrived. And you're like,
order
I'm going to watch this
and
now.
You're ready to rock and roll.
Oh, so good. Man, simpler times.
Simpler times.
I watched a video yesterday.
Okay.
Do you know who Peter McKinnon is? He's a social media guy that I follow. He's a photographer. He's Canadian. He's a photographer.
Yes.
He's like all about the pirate life.
Okay.
He loves. So he reminds me of you if you were a photographer.
Nice. I could do that.
He gets like longer hair. He wears a lot of jewelry.
He looks super cool.
He has a certain couple of backpacks that
I love a good backpack.
So he put a video out like a week or two ago that is.
He's got super long hair. He's posed here in front of a vintage Ford F-150.
He's someone that I wish I could be as cool
as. In a jean jacket with jeans. Like, you got to be.
He's the Canadian tuxedo. He's Canadian.
You got to be really on par to pull that off.
He's so cool that I wish I could be. He's like one of those guys. I'm like, where did I go in life where I don't have tattoos on my knuckles?
And he's got super cool cards.
He knows magic.
He knows magic?
Oh, he does card tricks and coin trips and like sleight of hand shit. He's a real true Renaissance man in the day and age.
I would
today.
Like to be known as a Renaissance
man. I would love to be a Renaissance
I don't think I'm quite there yet.
No, but we could get
do
we have
something.
Time.
We have time.
So he's Renaissancean.
Wow, you're right. Pete's Pirate Life.
He's got a whole thing about, and he's got literally a lot of his like, playing cards and coins have skulls on them and
shit like
that.
Oh, I've seen these before.
So he's super cool. Anyway, he did a video like a week and two ago. He's like, I've done this for 830 days and it's changed my life.
Oh, wow.
So he did a video 2 years ago that I saw after he'd done it for 30 days or whatever time, 130 days, whatever it was. Do the math for 2 years. So he keeps a paper notebook in his pocket.
Okay.
Like field notes.
Sure, sure, sure.
And he writes stuff down. And he uses it for like doodling or notes or whatever else. He makes checklists in it for doing like his daily activities. I forget what the initial thing was called. It's like the Power of Five.
It's like we talk about missing Netflix and getting him in the mail. Yeah. I miss writing. I miss.
Yes.
Whenever I have shit to do at work and I have like a lot of stuff I need to get done, my brain feels fuzzy.
Yes.
I write down on a piece of paper and then like I just start knocking shit off the list. And it's such a feeling of accomplishment that you don't get when it's a note on your
Correct.
Phone.
So that's like I've started to do this is like a note for sport card collecting stuff
sure.
where it's like, cool, like these are cards
don't
that I need.
Wrong. I love the convenience
like, love
of
the
having
convenience
it on my phone and with me at all times.
But there is
but I miss
he talks
pen and
about
paper.
The accomplishment of crossing something off and how good it feels.
Kind of like when you slam down the phone, you hang up
like,
on a
fuck
motherfucker.
You!
You can't
Have
do
you
that
seen
now.
Those videos
yeah,
like,
bite it.
Kids, boop. How do you pick up, how do you hang up a phone? You're like, bloop.
So and I think this like, episode's going to be about lost technology.
Lost technology. So,
and like why we miss them and how you can kind of bring them back. And this is a perfect example. Carry around a notebook.
Literally a small little field guide
like
note.
Does he carry like a cool scorecard pencil?
Oh, fuck. He's got
That's
a cool.
That's
so
good.
He's got like a specific pen that he carries
Which
he
could
his
also use for like self-defense.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know
they're
always
Jason
like
Bourne
carbon
on someone.
Fiber.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I always feel like
so
I could do that.
He's got a whole little setup that he does and he just
awesome.
Carries a different field note and he fills it up. During that video, there
How
was
How many
like
days in a row?
838 or something
like
that.
Almost 3 years.
It's almost 3 years of doing it every day where he just writes something in it, whether it's a journal thought, he's like, I'm learning to draw and I'm just
Dude,
doodling
I
want to
do this.
Oh, I want to do it too. So I'm bringing it up because I think you and I would both really enjoy
yeah,
this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
he also wears really cool fucking hats.
Oh, he's
like, got cool hats.
Cool hats.
That.
He's got a ton of rings. He's got tats everywhere.
I feel like I should get some more tattoos. I don't have any tattoos, but I would like to get a tattoo.
I really want a sleeve. I don't know if I can rock it.
You're too nice to have a bunch. But you could have you could do a sleeve, but it would have to be like Hogwarts themed.
Yeah, but I'm not there, but puzzle pieces and sciencey things and cool nerdy
like
shit.
Like a scale?
Yeah. I'm a Libra.
Or a beaker?
I'm a Libra. So it's a scale.
Not the Muppet, but the actual
cooking
method.
Can I have the Muppet in a beaker?
Yes.
A Muppet, a beaker in a beaker?
A beaker squared.
Beep, 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 beep.
Beaker is one of my favorites.
Professor Bunsen Honeydew.
Also Lost Technology. Why don't they make live action TV like that anymore? Like God, with Muppets. We just have Sesame Street.
Eureka's Castle was a great show growing up.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, it was a good one. Or Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, just puppets also and great. Shit. Anyway, we're going back on Lost Technology. So during that video, he's talking about the paper and everything else. He said that there's a friend of his that's been doing it for 14 years.
Jeez Louise.
And the dude shows all of his like things.
So cool when he was doing it, it wasn't even a cool thing to do.
Yeah, it was doing before. It was cool.
Just normal.
You know, so he's keeping his normal. He shows his giant stack of all these things. He's like, it'll last me 3 to 6 months, depending on how much I have going on at that time. And I'm like, cool. This guy has only had a cell phone for 4 years. Not Peter McKinnon, the other guy.
Right.
4 years. He goes, I don't like cell phones. I don't want to use a cell phone. He goes, I'm only using this one for another 2 years, and then I'm done with cell phones. And I'm like, mind blown. Like,
good for you.
Not a smartphone,
right?
A cell phone at all. I'm like, does that mean you have a house line and an answering machine?
You know who else is a big anti proponent? Is that a word?
Proponent against?
Sure.
Antagonist of anti something.
He is not a fan of cell phone technology. Is my boy Jack White? Jack White hates cell phones as well.
He's like,
he does all of his shows. You can't bring a cell phone.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you're out.
Because he doesn't want you to videotape it, or because he wants you to be present in the moment?
So there's the thing. People bitch are like, but I want to take pictures. He has a photographer and videographer come in, and you can download all of the pictures for free. If you bought a ticket, you can get a code and you download all the shit on your own. And they have like these fucking security bags that you have to put your phone in. And his point was, it's not that I'm worried about copyright infringement or I feel like people are stealing my art.
Yeah.
It was that I'm tired of people going to a show and watching the show through their phone
fucking use
videotaping
eyeballs.
It. Yeah. Just enjoy the show. We'll take care of the content that you want. And I promise you, it'll look a lot fucking better than what you do, because they got guys like Peter McKinnon taking the pictures.
Fancy-ass
photo. Ansel Adams shows up to do it.
Ooh, I do love Ansel
Adams. I like
Adams.
A good Ansel Adams.
He's my favorite. Ansel Adams is my go-to photography reference when I say, why don't you have Ansel Adams do it? Or something.
Ansel Adams was my dad's go-to dad joke during photography.
Yeah.
And my mom would be like fucking with the thing. He's like, yo, Ansel Adams, let's go. Just take.
I think it's the one photographer that everybody knows for some reason. I don't even know.
Who's the lady who took the pictures?
Annie Leibovitz.
Yeah,
that's
nobody
the
ever says,
those
hey,
are the
Annie
only
Leibovitz,
two.
Hurry up.
I might start using Annie Leibovitz instead.
I think
those
now
are the two.
Ansel Adams become two. To pop culture,
yes.
You need to go Annie Leibovitz.
You got to get that extra,
or just
like,
fire out like, hey, Peter McKinnon, what are you doing?
Hey, they're like, who? Like, he's a photographer. Just
shut
move
up.
On.
Shut up. He's a pirate. He's awesome.
Be cooler. He's a fucking pirate photographer.
Keeps a journal.
On the same vein, I am someone that was very into traveling with a camera.
I like a camera too.
However,
I miss my camera.
I enjoy having the camera. What I don't enjoy is getting the camera out, getting the lens set up, getting the shot set up, and doing it. Now, I'm not good enough with the camera just to be like,
sure.
I've started to only use my phone to take pictures. First off, my phone takes better fucking pictures than I can anyway.
It does. And again, the cameras have gone from like an incredible amount. Like, they are very good cameras.
Yes.
Granted, we both are iPhone users.
Yes.
Mine's an iPhone 13, which is like 2 years
old.
I'm
on a 14. So yeah.
And they're still incredible. And I feel like the only thing they do now is like,
upgrade the camera.
Which I'm kind of like, all right, well, that sounds good.
Yeah, good enough reason for me to spend $800. Like, I'd buy that on a camera anyway.
I love the convenience of my phone to
this
take pictures of.
This is so much smaller. And I don't even mind getting like a little, I enjoyed like the DJI Osmo things, because that's like, you can make the video cool or do like the gimbaling on it. Or the Osmo Pocket, if I'm going to do any video, like that's that little doodad that is all camera in one.
Yeah.
I like those ideas. But carrying around my big camera bag with three lenses in it, when I'm going to like, Disney World. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking use it at Disney
World.
And
here's
it's not worth it.
The problem is, it's just, it's cumbersome, right? It is. Like, you're kind of stuck with this thing. Like, I almost brought the camera to Disneyland when we went, and I was like, ugh. Well, like,
I don't want to carry it around.
And then I was like, what am I going to do with it on the ride? And then, like, am I going to leave my fucking $2,000 camera in the bottom of the stroller? Like, even though Disneyland, after I got there, I would totally do it now
because I am very
comfortable. They have like fucking super security there.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Now, granted, I'm sure stuff still gets stolen, but like it was
it's
not
minimal.
Easy.
Like, yeah, you leave your stroller with all your shit in it,
they got
and
people
it's
watching
still
it.
There. There's people crew. Yeah.
And there's a vibe there, right?
100%
like, it's a different kind of thing.
So,
not a lot of criminals go to fucking Disneyland to steal shit.
It's like, I'm happy that I took all these nice pictures of my kids growing up and whatever else like that, but at the same point, I just want to be in the moment, and I don't want to have to interrupt that to fucking get out my camera and do a thing and take a picture. Or I don't want to be so focused on trying to get the right picture with this cool shot of the camera where I'm like not listening to what my kid just joked
like
about.
It's like you almost miss the actual first steps because you're trying to videotape the first steps. What's more important, like you actually being present and watching it and being there versus like I have captured this on there. Which is cool because grandma and grandpa get to see it.
Yeah.
And you get to look at it. You know, I love like the time hop stuff that like pops up and it's like, oh, 5 years ago you were at such and such. And it's like, oh, that's awesome. And I love that. Lindsay gets them all the time.
Yeah. Oh, those are like some of my
She's much better at doing like Instagram. I don't post a lot on Instagram of my own stuff.
My personal
and my wife does and she tags me in it, which is cool as shit.
That's
so
good.
I love it. But, you know, that's a lost technology that we kind of, you know, or like, our kids will never experience like the old school, like when mom and dad had
the
full on like
fucking,
shoulder camera.
You had the purse that had
the VHS tape in it.
That was before there were micro tapes. That was like my dad would have the sling bag with a big VCR on his side and the camera.
I mean, I love doing lost technology. And then it's like to jump from there to now I need to find a tape. And it's like, what can we tape over? Yep. Oh, I want to tape the World Series, which you didn't have TiVo, you didn't have DVRs, you didn't have all that digital
shit
on
there.
And
you can't break off the tab.
And then you had
to
like, one of my favorite movies as a kid growing up watching, and I think it's why I love musicals so much, is my mom videotaped Pirated. She straight up pirated. I'm pretty sure the Statue of Limitations is gone. Yeah. Statute. And was The Wizard of Oz. On like WGN.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the coolest part was not only do I love that movie, you know, I'm a big fan of musicals, but they video, she just pressed play and it's on television.
So
it's all the commercials. And I still to this day, I wish I had that tape because the commercials of the 80s were fucking
amazing.
They're
so much better than that. Yeah.
They were like little cinematography. Like now we get like, I don't know, fucking YouTube clips, and it's like 30-second ads of like whatever app I'm going to watch, and then I download the app, and it doesn't look anything like the fucking commercial that came out, which sucks. That happens to me all the time.
Sucks.
But like, I remember this one where it was like this Pepsi commercial, and it was like the year like 2001, which is so crazy because that was 23 years ago, and I still remember just watching as a little kid. It was like, in the future, it's like this post-apocalyptic, and they're wearing all these cool, like, weird shit. And then it's like a teacher teaching his class, and they're going through, they're like archaeologists, and they're like digging through the rubble.
Oh, yeah.
And they pull out like a baseball, and he's like, this was a game that they played with a bat and sticks. It was an American pastime. Throws it away. And then he goes another one, and it's like, I don't know, something
whatever.
Else. And then the third thing they find is a Coke bottle. And they're all looking at it. They're like, Professor, what is that? And he goes, I have no idea. And it's like, boom, Pepsi, the next generation. And I was like, that was fucking, I hate Pepsi. I never want to
like
Pepsi.
But it was a good commercial.
Like, man, Pepsi, I kind of want to drink Pepsi now.
Yeah,
so Pepsi,
commercial.
Anytime I bitch at the
Pepsi's. And they're like, oh, we have Pepsi, not
when
Coke.
I go, can I have a Diet Coke, please? And they go, is Pepsi okay? And I'm like, well, it's fake fucking money fine for you because it ain't. I know it ain't. So don't even fucking ask me. I mean, that should be their slogan. Pepsi. Is Pepsi okay?
Is it weird that I think of Pepsi as the poor restaurant drink?
It's so bad.
Is that like,
it is.
Like, it's like, who the fuck doesn't have Coke?
Oh, they have Coke? Nice.
Oh, you're so
what
bougie.
Am I, fucking Taco Bell?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck, Taco Bell?
Yeah, it's one of my main reasons I don't think I go to Taco Bell.
But here's
Bell
the thing.
Enough.
If Taco Bell gets rid of Pepsi, then they lose their Mountain Dew. And that's,
I mean,
Taco
Baja
Bell's
Blast.
Baja Blast is Taco Bell's whole identity.
I mean, if I'm cheating on the old diet, Baja Blast is a dessert in itself.
It is. It's so sweet. I walked past one.
I have no idea. So good.
So I stopped by Walmart on the way here. I found the Donkey Kong thing, whatever else. And I walked by, And I was like, oh, I'm going to get some cereal. I'm out of cereal at home. So I'm like,
ooh, nice. What kind of cereal?
I got Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, fantastic.
Apple Jacks.
Not a big fan of Apple Jacks.
One of my favorites,
but it's one
up.
Of the ones where I'm like, oh, I would like some
every
Apple
time
Jacks
you're like,
right now.
They're really every you never have them. You're like, that was a bad decision.
I only eat Apple Jacks when I get the little mini box. Boxes. Well, yeah, like and then I'm like, ooh, mini box.
But I love Apple Jacks. One of my favorites. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Apple Jacks. I got them Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp,
not
great.
As good as I remember it as a kid, but yeah. They still like it.
They probably it's probably less sugar still, now.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got them some Frosted Mini Wheats,
also good
because Brayden loves the Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yeah, it's
they're
good,
solid
it's
cereal.
Good,
and then oh,
good fiber in those
Fruity Pebbles,
also very
mega
good.
Size because ooh. That box of Fruity Pebbles does not last long.
No, Fruity very Pebbles is good,
great cereal. So all the kids, I got nothing with marshmallows.
No Lucky Charms during St. Patrick's Day.
Nothing with marshmallows for the first time in a while.
Oh wow!
They didn't even have any fancy St. Patrick's Day boxes at the Walmart.
Damn it!
No
damn
leprechaun
you, Walmart.
Trapping.
Oh those yeah, we're gonna
trap
the Walmart.
Leprechaun on
when
Sunday?
Did that become a thing?
I've never done it. It's something that I learned from you.
Yeah, we're gonna do
like
it again this
two,
year.
3 years
we bought
ago
like an actual Amazon like. Cause normally we just like set up a box like Bugs Bunny with like
I
the
guarantee
stick
it
and,
happened
like,
1 year after Elf on the Shelf became a nationwide thing. Apparently, Elf on the Shelf has been around for decades.
Leprechaun in a box.
Leprechaun in a box. Catch one.
Yeah,
they're wily. They
I don't
never
know
get
what
caught.
I would do if we ever actually caught one.
I'd freak out and
yeah, it'd be great.
You'd have to go to Blockbuster to rent their VHS about Leprechaun and figure
what
out how not
got,
to die.
What if you got like the bad Leprechaun, like from the movie Leprechaun
yeah, like
with Jennifer Aniston?
One?
Yeah. The scary
was Jennifer
guy.
Jennifer Aniston?
She was.
Was
that was
God.
Like one of her first. No, it's Jennifer Aniston.
Young Jennifer yeah. Aniston. Ooh, baby.
Leprechaun.
VHS's. Oh, so recording things. Do you remember the old Peter Pan live action play?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was the lady that
yeah.
played Peter Pan.
I was just going to say the one where she played Peter Pan. Yeah. Which
we
like,
watched.
Why wasn't that a big deal back then? It was, but she was just awesome at
she
it.
She was just really good right. at it. They like sewed the shadow to her.
Yeah.
Feet. Like,
so good. The soap, remember he tried to put soap
yep,
on there?
We watched that a million times over. Was it the greatest thing ever? No.
No.
But it was on VHS. We just popped it in. It was in the car. We like played it on road trips, whatever else. My kids don't have that experience of only having 10 things to watch or cracking open that shell from a Disney movie
yeah.
and seeing the advertisements, like the little paper advertisements mm-hmm. that fall out and then putting it in the thing and having a press play or having a specific machine just to rewind your tapes.
Yeah, like, I mean, you can't even use the term now, please be kind, rewind is like not even.
You're like,
oh,
I'm going to videotape
anymore.
It. You're like, what? You don't tape anything.
What?
You just record
what are you
it.
Talking about?
Like, I'm going to videotape that. Like, you mean record? I'm like,
digital.
Fuck. Like, yes. Shut up. Let me use my terms.
It's funny. Whenever I talk to my dad on the way over here before where I say taping now because he does, he's
yeah.
like, oh, are you taping with Matt today? And I was like, yes, Dad, we are recording a
yes.
podcast.
Yes,
I also, Lindsay and I bought some shelves to kind of put our shelves up in the living room because
nice.
We want to get some stuff done before. It's the benefit of having a family party is that you kind of get
yeah,
some
you
done
get a little,
to
little,
do stuff. Like,
yeah.
you
it's
cleanse.
A, it's a negative in that you have to get some stuff done, but it's a pro.
It's
and that
motivation.
You get, my dad's, it's not quite the same thing. My dad always liked house projects because his rule was every time I do a house project, I get to buy myself one new tool.
Oh.
So whenever you have people over, you get to buy yourself one new thing for your home.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I do like that.
I love the new tool every time you do something. It's
but I found
great.
This old like cutout that I must have bought so many years ago. I was like stuffed in a box with books.
A cutout.
Like a
piece of
three
paper?
Hole punch, like,
okay.
like, cheat sheet. It was okay. like a what are those notes? Cliff notes. It
a
was like
note.
A cliff note, but it was like a page. It was like
okay.
front and back, and it was about podcasting and like how to podcast and like all this stuff. And it was so different than now. And it was like podcasting was invented in 2001, and I was like, holy shit! Now we yeah. just press record and
Al
everything's
Gore invented
easier.
Podcasting, by the
we
way,
we need like actual like taping, like with the big mm-hmm. wheels.
Like old school, like yeah. war rooms.
Yeah.
I like that.
I never know what those things were doing. Why do they
know.
Have tapes?
I don't know what they're doing.
Like, have you ever watched the movie, like War Games? Again,
yeah.
something like they're never going to be like, Dad,
like,
why
the
are they?
Tapes like moving back and forth.
Dad,
what
why are
they
playing thermonuclear war? Like, what is that? Like, well, you know, it's a great movie before Ferris Bueller was cool. So just watch
it's
it.
True. It's
Matthew
a pre
Broderick.
Ferris Bueller,
yeah.
sweet Matthew Broderick.
War Games, again, a great 80s classic movie. But it's funny that you mentioned that like watching Seinfeld and seeing things, you're like, that an entire episode based on how funny voice messages can be.
Yeah.
And not voice messages, because that's what we have now.
An answering machine.
A fucking answer machine. There was a... It was kind of nice to go out and come home and see if You had gotten a message.
The whole thing
did
was...
Did that girl from the bar call you?
The whole thing was she went to the Hamptons for the weekend, so she didn't get any of George's messages. She called him. Her old machine was...
And they go to switch the tapes?
She couldn't dial into her own thing because her old phone, she doesn't know the code to dial into her answering machine to hear her messages get played to her. And so they go up there. And so they're all there. They're trying to find an excuse to get into her home. So they meet her at her building when she gets back. I'm like, oh, I was just waiting for you. I missed you, blah, blah, blah. This is my friend Jerry. I just happen to bump into him. We see him every day. Isn't that crazy? And they're like trying to find, she's like, oh, I'm ready to go. She's like, oh, no, I'll just get my bag to the dorm. And she's like, I really need to use the restroom. She's like, oh, there's a coffee shop right there. And he's like, Jerry gets, he doesn't like going to the bathroom in public. It's a weird thing. She's like, you know what? I think I will go upstairs. Maybe I can check my messages. Like, coming back from your trip, the first thing you do is go listen to your message on the internet, because there's only so many that you can get on there.
On the tapes.
On the tape. Now,
I remember they had like those little cassette tapes, which again don't even exist anymore.
I think it was a full size. Yeah, those little mini cassettes. Like,
that's why it's hard to explain this to the new generation of kids, because like you have to explain so many different technologies. Because like, A, we got to explain what a landline was. Yep. B, we have to explain what an answer machine is.
The answer machine.
C, you have to explain what a cassette tape is. And the trials and tribulations that come with that. Remember, you had to stick a pencil in there to like rewind it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have never,
you're like, I hope my fingernail's long enough to catch this one.
If you have never had two boomboxes pushed together so that you can record the radio from one, or and then,
dude, my boombox,
like pirating was so much better back then.
My boombox had two tapes in it, so you could play and record at the same time. It was the greatest thing ever. Oh,
that is amazing.
Oh, it was great. Fantastic.
I remember when I was in college, I got a fancy CD player from Best Buy, and when you got it, you got a subscription to Columbia House.
Yep.
And you get to pick five CDs out at Best Buy. Like, what a fucking promotion. And I got Stone Temple Pilots, and I got Led Zeppelin, because my dad's like, oh, you should get Led Zeppelin.
100%.
Like, yeah, that. That
absolutely
16-year-old Kenny, 15-year-old Kenny was like, hell yeah, that was fucking
fuck
awesome.
Led Zeppelin.
15 or 16. I was right when I was starting to get into girls, so that was great. And I remember it was so cool because it was a tape deck player.
Yep.
A CD player.
On the top.
And then it had the CD-ROM. Oh, no, that one was later. This one had the five-disc changer up top, which is why you got five free CDs, because like, you could fill this bad boy up today.
Do you remember
like,
when you and
had a remote? You remember sitting in your bed, fucking remoting it?
Do you remember when your friends, you'd so go to like good. Your one rich friend's house, they'd have like the 200 CD tape, the 200 CD player? You're like,
psh, psh, psh. I don't even know how do you
it
remember
like
what they are?
It was like vertical and they'd like take them in.
It was like a jukebox,
like a CD
on
jukebox.
Steroids. Yeah.
Kids don't even know what jukeboxes are because they're all those fucking digital song things nowadays.
Crazy town.
You know what?
Lost technology.
I love the 80s and the 90s.
I do too.
I need to go watch those I Love the 80s shows to make me feel
it's
good
just
about
it's
myself.
Great. I feel bad now that I'm and it's weird and it's kind of sentimental and it's kind of nice. I remember going to my grandparents' house and watching like Turner Classics.
Oh yeah.
And they would be watching these movies and telling me, "Oh my god, these movies are so great." And I would watch them because I wanted to spend time with my grandparents. Yeah. But yet I would watch them thinking, "This doesn't translate to like
no.
me in like the 90s or 2000s, like this is a movie from 1950 that's 50 years ago. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand like them talking about U.S. Treasury bonds being able to buy milk and being drafted and like all this stuff that like I know what it is, but like I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And now our kids watching Goonies, they're like, well, wait, why are they... What?
Why don't they just call for help in the
right.
cave?
Why don't like, they just use the cell phone?
There's no phones. They don't exist.
Right. Like, why didn't they do this? Or, you know, One-Eyed Willie didn't have a digital version of his map?
It's so weird when I see movies that are like late 90s, like early 2000s, that cell phones existed at that time, for sure, and yet they don't exist in the movie, and it's like a plot point. And I'm like,
yeah.
But they could just have had a cell phone and that would have solved this whole problem. But
do you remember when you got your first cell phone?
I was six. The day I was turned 16, I got my driver's license, checking account, and my cell phone.
Jeez.
And the cell phone was one of those Motorola flip phones.
Nice.
But the big chunky
like a razor?
Dude. No, not a razor. This is the chunky boy that you have to pull the antenna out.
Oh, yeah.
And the flip is literally just the cover of the buttons.
Yeah, it just covers the buttons.
It
doesn't do anything.
And you had 10 memory phone numbers that you could enter into it. 10 speed dials.
Oh, yeah.
You have to press like *0 and then it would call your friend.
Your mom.
Yeah, whatever. And you had 10.
Like mine would call your mom.
That was the whole like, oh, you're on my speed dial now.
Right.
Like, remember when
she get again, there's a whole Seinfeld episode about the
speed dial.
Yeah, we don't have that shit anymore.
Nope.
And like poison control. Like, yep. What is that? Does poison control even exist anymore?
I use poison control a ton in the emergency room.
Oh, you do?
I
is this for doctors now? Is
no,
there an actual number do you call? Like if I swallow something weird, do I just dial 911?
1-800-222-1222.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
That's Glenn Lerner's number. Call 222-2222. So Glenn Lerner,
almost
the lawyer, injury attorney,
yeah,
is 222-2222.
So 1-800-222-1222. You can call them if you... So parenting advice of the day will end on a high note. If you are concerned about something your child has been exposed to, inhaled, drank, whatever...
Like uranium.
Please... How much uranium glass is melting down in your
I'm
home?
I'm just trying to think of weird things.
I want to find that uranium glass and sell it for
right.
Me. Like you got to get that the you're black light on it.
Yeah, find uranium glass
lights up green.
Do you drink out of that?
You
shit?
Can. I wouldn't. You can call 1-800-222-1222. There are poison control experts that are government funded. However,
no kidding.
If you don't use them, they don't get as much money. So I always use.
Let's call them right now on air.
I don't have anything to talk about. I don't think that's the best idea, but.
I think I swallowed some bad air.
Yes. I think I was exposed to bad air.
I ate a bug.
Yeah. Are these poisonous? What happens if I swallow the... So if you have any exposure to that. So but anytime there's
poison control is 100% a lost technology now.
So I feel like
that's not a number
we would
anymore.
Have to call poison control
it is,
for any
clearly.
Sort of weird exposure.
As an ER doc.
ER doc, you'd have to call for poison for any sort of weird exposure.
And they're like super
a chemical from they know everything. They have like all these little sheets on
like how much DEET is allowed in bug spray.
Whatever. They got everything. So medications for ingestions. So five people that overdose. I had a call anytime that someone overdosed to get recommendations.
Do you have like a cool like fast track thing you could say be like doctor number 754-123 BZ? No,
they give me a case number every time I call, and then when you call back you reference, so they'll call and check in on you like oh we're gonna call back in 2 hours to see how the patient's doing and get updated on the blood work. And they're like cool.
Nice poison control.
Poison control is fucking
kidding.
Poison control is the fucking bomb.
Wow.
They are awesome at what they do. This is the Dr. Matt poison control recommendation. If you have a question, don't call them for dumb shit.
Right.
But like if you have an actual question or concern, they will tell you it is okay to watch your child for these symptoms, or you need to go see your doctor tomorrow, or you need to go to the emergency room right now, or
don't
please call fire department.
If your son eats an entire bag of Oreos.
No, not going
to
be anything.
Not something you need to do.
Nope. But if
but
you think
he ate something from underneath the kitchen sink.
Or you think remember the old poison skull stickers they'd have to put on like the bottle of Windex and shit so your kids
you
know not
drink
to drink
Windex?
Them. You can. It wouldn't be good for you.
Huh. I didn't know that.
But yeah. So anyway, poison control, 1-800-222-1222. They get my 127% stamp of approval.
You can only get 100%.
No, gave them an extra 27% because that's how
nice.
Cool they
fucking
are.
Fucking bonus.
Bonus stamp.
Customer service
is
so good.
That's the extra 27%. They're really
awesome.
Knowledgeable. They're really good and they actually give a shit. They're cool people.
If you are listening to us and it's the end of the week and you got the weekend coming up and you're thinking, what should I do? Bust out an old VHS tape or watch something with your children that you watched as a child. I don't care what it is. Even if it doesn't translate, and you have to explain what a voicemail or an answering machine is. I can't even call it by the right technology. Or a cassette tape.
Dad, why does that phone have a cord on it? Like,
oh my God.
Just fucking most random things.
Like it was the best.
We're like, I don't pick up a phone by doing that. No, you make the hand signal.
Right.
Like you're giving it a
Harrison does
a hang
it like
10.
This. He does it upside does down. It. Yeah, it's like,
that
what are
hurts
you doing?
My wrist.
It's not
How
even the
do
right
that?
Way to. What are you doing?
Like us, subscribe to us, download us, follow us,
share
us
with your
friends.
Dad friends because we're fun. And if you don't, then Matt and I will die.
Sure.
Podcasting. At least.
We will be skipping next week for spring break.
Yep.
This is recorded way in advance, but I have to think
also
ahead.
Also true.
Yeah.
So enjoy your spring break.
Yeah.
Try
we'll
to find
her.
Some cool 80s movies.
Yeah.
Recommendations would be Goonies.
Goonies is great.
Monster Squad. A little rough around the edges. You're going to have to discuss some sex stuff. Did I tell you that my daughters asked me about sex in a way? And I had to... described it as when a mommy and a daddy love each other, they have a magical kiss, and that's how babies are made.
Magical
and I
kiss.
It at that. So now Quinny and Soy have been saying magical kiss lately.
My kids...
And I have to explain to the school what that meant.
My kids know what 69, that it's sexual. They don't know what it means.
You fucking started with 69?
No, God bless you, dog. No, Lauren, didn't we talk about the white stuff that Lauren talked to Braden about? We'll talk about that in another episode.
I don't.
There's
not,
your teaser.
I'm not ready for the sex
talk. No. Lauren started it, and then Braden followed up questions with me, and I was like, whoa, no.
Nope.
Not ready yet. I need you to be in middle school at least.
I'd be like, I feel like
your fifth grade
sex ed. Let's get that segue first, and then I'll chat in and give you the clarifications.
I need the state of Illinois to get in there first, and then I'll fire it in.
Please, government, teach my children about sex.
Yeah, I mean, at least give them a
cursory overview.
Yeah, I want like the synopsis.
Yeah.
Of just basics.
That's gross. Enjoy your spring break.
Yeah, enjoy your spring break. We will catch you sometime soon.
On the flippity flop.
Flippity flop. We'll go watch some Seinfeld too. See you, everybody.
Bye.